This lesson is all about observation. We've done a similar technique previously in listening to the space that's around us, picking up on different cues, different stimulation in the environment around us with our ears. Today we're going to do it a little bit differently with our eyes. First, our mantra for today. My mind is focused. My body is calm. My curiosity inspires and directs personal growth. Observation is mindfulness. Mindfulness is awareness. Awareness comes from observation. These three things are similar, complementary, and in some cases, the same thing. Observation is the first phase of traditional meditation. It's the second phase of biocognitive contemplative techniques. In observation, we are doing nothing more than beginning to focus. No multitasking, one single thought, one single task, doing it with all of our intention, with all of our heart, with no distractions. The myth of multitasking has brought lots of chaos, lots of confusion, and disinterest or a lack of focus and clarity into our world. It's a myth that many people buy into because, in a busy world, it does seem like it's more efficient to multitask. But in all reality, when we can slow down, we realize that there are incredibly powerful well-being benefits, cognitive benefits, biological benefits of focus. We get things done with better quality, with more creativity and innovation, and our bodies respond similarly. In multitasking, our body isn't sure what it should be doing. It doesn't know what to focus on because our mind is all over the place trying to do multiple things at once. So in this observational technique today, we're going to be doing kind of an interesting visual observational process. So wherever you are, let's get into it. Instead of closing the eyes and going inward with our breath, I invite you to let your eyes soften. They might close halfway or just a little bit more. Feeling like you're halfway asleep. It's kind of a strange sensation because we don't do this often. We're either awake or we're sleeping. Today we're going to let the eyes go halfway closed or a little bit more. And this, again, triggers the body into relaxation, slowing down, softening the breath, lengthening the breath. You might find that your eyes want to blink because they're not used to being in this posture, this position. The muscles around the eyes are confused. So, keep breathing. In this technique today, we're going to be just very gently turning our head, finding things very nearby within our visual sight on which you'd like to focus. There might be a crack on the floor, a pattern on the carpet in front of you, might be a white wall in front of you. Your hand sitting on your lap. The first thing that you notice, that's what you'll focus on. As you breathe, the intention in this practice is to look exclusively at one object. Again, that one object is whatever you notice first. The most prominent thing or the most interesting thing in your space, and simply hold your gaze there for at least 60 seconds. with this gaze, begin to scan the body. You're taking an intentional amount of time to focus exclusively on one thing. You're not doing anything to it. You're not changing it, moving it, working with it. You're just sitting with it. Seeing the impact of focus on the body. The impact of focus on the mind. What distractions start to creep in? How does your breath change? What are you noticing in the body? Continue to gaze at that single focus. Breathe. Pay attention to the breath. Pay attention to the stomach. If you start to blink hard again, breathe. Let the body know that this is okay. It's okay to be focused. It's okay to slow down. During the normal day, it's difficult to stop and close the eyes to go into a full meditation. You can begin to enhance your meditative practice by doing different sensory observations like this, focusing on one single thing at a time. Your gaze is at one single point. Continue noticing the body, noticing the mind, breathing. What do you notice? Does stillness, quietude, and focus bring anxiety into the body? Does your mind start rushing even faster? Or is it simply that you're not aware of how quickly the mind is rushing until you slow down? Where in your daily life could you bring this kind of focus and clarity to enhance efficiencies? Rather than multitasking, how could focus benefit you, your team, your family, your community? Again, the whole intention of meditation, a meditative practice, is focus. What are you training for? What are you meditating for? What are you serving the world for? What's your purpose? Breathing focus into the body. Exhaling distraction or disturbance. Inhaling clarity. Exhaling confusion. Inhaling purpose. Exhaling busyness. Inhaling intention. Exhaling forcefulness. Inhaling compassion and understanding. Exhaling assumptions and judgment. Inhaling focus. Exhaling focus. Very gently, whenever you're ready, close the eyes fully. Scan the body from the top of the head to the bottoms of the feet. Any residual from the confusion, the rush, the multitasking effect, breathe into it. move on to the next part of the body. And whenever you feel ready, count yourself up from 1 to 5. Gently blinking as you look around your space, perhaps looking back at the space you were just gazing at, and noticing anything different, anything novel, new, something that makes you curious. Shifting back into the mindful present. Thank you for joining me in this technique. Be well, my friend.